السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. كيف أصبحتم؟ أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله والحمد لله، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. On the last moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Bismillah, alladhi la ilaha siwa, al-wahid al-ahad al-fard al-samad, alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Walhamdulillahi hamdan يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين والرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم. آمين. I do pray that your hearts and mine are open this morning for a welfare, for a greeting of salam to the last moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Sometimes if our hearts are not ready or focused, we should choose times in which our spiritual sensitivity is enhanced by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to read or to hear sometimes some words. And I believe that the last moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam could represent some of the most, if not the most, powerful spiritual moments perhaps for us to reflect on about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. A year before the last few days of his most beautiful life, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, during Hajjatul Wada', he said to them, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ لَعَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا. Learn from me your rites of Hajj, for I may not see you after this year. During that most momentous journey of Hajj, in his most august company, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he offered in sacrifice, and nothing is coincidence in the universe, and nothing is coincidence in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. He offered in sacrifice and did that with his noble hands 63 camels. 63. When he did that year, he was 62 years old. A year later, he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, at the age of 63 years, he died. A week before, he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to inquire, where will I be the next night? In whose house of his wives will he be the next night? until his noble wives, our mothers, alayhinna as-salamu wa radiyallahu anhun, understood that he desired to be in the house of his beloved, and they were all his beloved, Aisha, ummuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. So he was taken, and imagine him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, his head held tight by a piece of cloth, and between the arms of Al-Fadl ibn al-Abbas and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, being helped to walk barely to his quarters, to the private quarters of Aisha, ummuna, our mother radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. And the pain, the fever were intense. كان يوكع مثل ما يوكع عشر من الرجال صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The pain that he is tried with, or blessed with, shall I say, not afflicted with, I would prefer to say, was that pain that more than 10 people could not handle. So he, as the pain intensified, he asked for a vessel of water, مِخْضَبٌ مِنْ مَا. And he asked that 7 qirab be emptied of water inside that vessel. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bathed in that vessel of fresh water from different wells in Medina. Then he was asked to be helped to walk to the masjid. And that was, I think, a Wednesday, 5 days before his last day in this dunya. As he entered the masjid, and imagine him in that shape, and he was wearing a milhafa, a white sheet that covered his body and noble shoulders, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he sat on the minbar for the last time. It was to be the last time. And imagine in that intensity, and you think you are under the sensation of urgency about everything. He sits and imagine him in this, in his prophetic composure. And he begins first, as he always did, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a sense, everything inside of him did not change under those most trying circumstances. He began with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then said, and amongst what he said, for all of us to comprehend and to reflect on, for these are, if you will, the words and the sentences that summarize what he must have, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, intended to communicate to us as most important. His life and all what he's taught was most important. But in these most, in these last ultimate moments, one would envisage that he would emphasize, if you will, the fruit of all his teachings, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So he says, قَاتَلَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى قَاتَلَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدْ. And he said, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا قَبْرِي وَثَنًا يُعْبَدْ. And he said, in those most vital moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, in one riwayah, la'an, had cursed those before us who had the book of Al-Yahud and Nasara amongst them who have taken the graves of their Anbiya, of their prophets, as places of worship. And he said, what means, do not use my grave as an idol to be worshipped. The power and the purity of the affirmation of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْعُبُودِيَةَ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. That all the most intense love that we must have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, وَفَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And the grace of Allah, He gives to whom He pleases. And some people have more hub for Rasulullah than others. The hub of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not like the hub of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam of this insignificant abd. Yet, he emphasizing those last moments that he must never be in any way an object or a symbol of idolatry. On that day, imagine him in the masjid. Imagine sweet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine wisdom itself speaking. Imagine kindness and gentleness. Imagine justice and ihsan speaking. He said this. عرض نفسه للقصاص صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imagine him. And he says, من كنت جلدت له ظهرا فهذا ظهري فليستقد منه ومن كنت شتمت له عرضا فهذا عرضي فليستقد منه. Whomsoever I flogged on his back, and he never did. This is my back. Come and retaliate. Take justice. Whomsoever I hurt in his honor or dignity, even by word, this is my honor and dignity. Come and retaliate. In one way I wish these words were never uttered, but who am I to wish when he spoke? And in one way I wished I were there. I would have kissed the bottom of his feet. I would have wept and wept and wept and begged of him to stay. Imagine him there and speaking to his people. And then he said, these are 5 days before he departed. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَيَّرَ عَبْدًا أَوْ إِنَّ عَبْدًا خَيَّرَهُ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُ مِنْ خَيْرِ زِينَةِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مَا شَاءَ وَبَيْنَ مَا عِنْدَهُ فَاخْتَارَ مَا عِنْدَهُ. He said, verily, there is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom Allah gave a choice between receiving of the most adored and beloved of adornments and matters of this world, of what he pleases, and between what God, what Allah has. He said that Ab chose what Allah has. He said Abd. And as I'm sharing these words with you now and in retrospect, I think you all know whom he meant. He meant himself. He chose to go. He was given a choice, in a sense, between remaining and acquiring of the power of this world and of the glamour of this world and of the ease of this world, whatever he desired, between that and between the company of the Most High now. He chose most naturally the company of the Most High. Abu Bakr, hearing that, wept and wept, and he said, "Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina, ya Rasulullah. We give in exchange for your life the lives of our mothers and fathers, ya Rasulullah." And people heard him, some people heard him and saw him wept. They said, "What's wrong with this old man?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of a man of abd whom Allah gave the choice between two alternatives, and he chose that which is with Allah. Why is he weeping? Few days later, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam passed away, they knew, many of them, that yes, he meant himself. And the one endowed with most inner knowledge amongst them was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. It is under these circumstances that that famous, most beautiful and powerful and so dear to every true believer to have been the part intended by that, or every companion would have. It is under those circumstances that he said, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا وَلَكِنْ أُخُوَّةُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَوَدَّتُهُ لَا يَبْقَيَنَّ بَابٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ إِلَّا سُدْ إِلَّا بَابُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. It is under these circumstances. Now you can imagine the spiritual weight and importance of that statement when he said, were I to undertake a khalil other than my Lord, غَيْرَ رَبِّي فِي رِوَيَةِ الْبُخَارِي غَيْرَ رَبِّي, other than my Lord, I would have taken Abu Bakr as my khalil. And Khalil is al-khullah, from the word al-khullah, which is the most profound expression of hubb that a human being can ever experience or show. The poet said, قَدْ تَخَلَّلْتَ مَسْلَكَ الرُّوحِ مِنِّي وَبِذَا سُمِّيَ الْخَلِيلُ خَلِيلًا. The poet said, you have تَخَلَّلْتَ, and the verb is used. And تَخَلَّلَ means to pierce through. You have pierced through the innermost channels of my soul. And it is for that, or for such, that the Khalil was named a Khalil. Because the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pierced within the very innermost confines of one's heart, of one's soul. There is room for nothing. The khulla is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning there is nothing of the created world, inanimate or animate, that has a place in that qalb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is any presence in the maqam of khulla, it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for Allah azza wa jal. For Allah azza wa jal is a great maqam of ubudiyyah below the maqam of khulla. At the maqam of khulla, the hub inside the qalb of the khalil is by Allah. Billahi yuhib, wa billahi yara, wa billahi yaqul, wa billahi yurid. And there are those who longed for such a maqam. One of them said, Allahumma inni la uridu an urida illa ma turid. Ya Allah, I do not will to will except what you will. If I were to undertake a khalil, it would have been Abu Bakr. But between us is the brotherhood of Islam and the mawadda, al-wud al-safi al-mahabba, safwatul mahabbati wa safa'uha yusamma hubba, pure mahabba between us. Thursday comes. Thursday began a very, very powerful and different transition also in the last moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And of course, the Monday. Thursday and Monday. Nothing happens in his life with coincidence. And he, as you all know, used to fast every Thursday and every Monday. I, in the depth of my heart, know it was not coincidence. This must have some link with it, in addition to what he told us, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. On that Thursday, during his illness, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he continued in his most beautiful, spiritual, splendid bravery, continued to lead salah. Salah. The last salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on Thursday night, the Maghrib Salah. And for that reason, somehow I began to love more than ever before Suratul Mursalat. For the last surah he recited in the Quran, in Salah, the most beloved act to Allah and to His Rasul was Al Mursalat. Wal Mursalat Urfa, those that are sent. The angels. By the time of Isha, he could not move. And when he could not move, it is like 10 men together could not move. Not like when you, or when I don't know about you, hafidhakumullah, or when I fall sick and I think I can't move when probably I could move. He could not move, and he lost consciousness. He woke up for a moment, and the first thing he said, asallannas? The first thing he said, asallannas? Did people perform their salah? Herr, ich our mother, in whose presence he died, she said, لا يا رسول الله فإنهم في انتظارك. No, يا رسول الله, they are still waiting for you. They have hope. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, bring me al-makhzab, this big vessel with water, cool fresh water. He entered inside of it and he refreshed himself and bathed and got out to get some strength. And as he stood up to walk to inside the masjid, he fell. أغمي عليه. And he lost consciousness. He wakes up a while later. And the first thing he says, أصلّى الناس. أصلّى الناس. أصلّى الناس. لا يا رسول الله هم في انتظارك. He tries that again, washes and tries to get up, and he can't, and he falls thrice. أصلّى الناس. Finally, he appointed Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه to lead صلاة العشاء. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq led Salatul Isha of Thursday night and the Fajr Salah of Monday, in 3 days in between. The scholars say about 17 salawat were led by Abu Bakr in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And that means a lot for those who think and reflect. A day later, of what is recorded of his noble sayings was this. He said, ألا لا يموت أحد منكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله. Let none of you die when the time of his or her death comes, except that he or she should be in a state of high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya mu'minun, O man and women of faith, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when under difficult circumstances, especially when facing the ultimate truth of death. A day later, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, whatever has remained in his frugal house, he gave away. He freed all those who served him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. He had 6 dinar left. He gave that all away. None of that was remaining. He gave everything. He had left nothing much. Aisha needed oil for the lamp, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that night. And she didn't have oil for the lamp that night. She went and borrowed some from some of the neighbors to light the lamp in the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I know, my mother, your heart was illuminated by the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next day, a day before he passed away, he left again this wasiyah. Again, قاتل الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. Again, he emphasized that his grave is not to be a place of worship. And then he said, لا يبقين دينان في جزيرة العرب. The Arabian Peninsula was meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a holy place in a most beautiful sense and in a general sense. No two faiths are to be in that part of the globe. Al-Islam, al-Islam. The purity of that deen is from there. It will remain there, it will be there, it is intended to be there. وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَيَأْرُزُ إِلَى الْجَزِيرَةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِلَى مَكَّةَ وَالْمَدِينَةِ كَمَا تَأْرُزُ الْحَيَّةُ إِلَى جُحْرِهَا. The purity of the deen will always be there, ultimately. And in those last moments, he said, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salat, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salat, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Your Rasul leaves you these last words. As-salah, as-salah. The summary of all his teachings was, it seemed, in this. The purity of the deen in Jazirat al-Arab in particular. And as-salah, as-salah. My brother, my sister, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and those whom your right hand possesses. Monday morning, Fajr time, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is the Imam of the believers. Suddenly, the curtain opens. From the private quarters of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that door opened directly into the masjid. In the front rows of the masjid, the curtain is open, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing at that door. Seeing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu leading his ummah in salah, the last sight from this dunya, excuse me, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam was his ummah in salah. His ummah united in salah. That was the last sight of his ummah.
They were so elated, so happy. قال أنس كادوا يفتتنون في صلاتهم فرحا برسول الله. Out of joy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is healed. They thought he came to lead us again. No, he did not. When he looked at them, he smiled. تبسم وضحك. He smiled. And then he closed the curtain. And went back. Until duha time. His beautiful in every way daughter Fatima alayha salam wa radiyallahu anha came to him, and he called her and whispered a few words in her ears, and she wept. And he called her again and he whispered a few words in her noble ears, and she smiled. Later she was to say that the first few words he whispered into my ears were, "I will die." She wept. The next words he whispered in her ears were, "You will be the first one of my household to join me." She smiled. And yes, 6 months later, she joined him. The last, very last seconds or minutes. Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma enters the private quarters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and he's laying in the arms of Aisha against her noble chest. And Abdul Rahman was carrying a miswak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Aisha, who read with her eyes of her head and her eyes of her heart, every move external and internal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it seems, she said, "I knew as he looked at Abdul Rahman that he perhaps wanted siwak." At that moment, Ya Rasulullah, at that moment, she said, "I told him, would you like the siwak, Ya Rasulullah?" He moved his head, yes. She took it from him, and then she never forgot this to be one of her most special privileges with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قالت اختلط ريقي بريقه عند موته. My saliva mixed with his at the moment of his death. For she said to him, as the siwak was hard, she said, "Shall I soften it for you?" He moved his head. Yes. She took it in her noble, sweet mouth and softened it and gave it to him, and he took it in his mouth. And right after that, raised his his head, his eyes. And said, moved his sweet lips. And Aisha said, he said, مع الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني. اللهم الرفيق الأعلى. اللهم الرفيق الأعلى. اللهم الرفيق الأعلى. With those whom you graced from among the Nabiyeen and the Muqarrabeen and the Shuhada and the Salihin. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, grant me rahmah. Company of the Most High. Oh Allah, the company of the Most High. Oh Allah, the company of the Most High. أحبك يا رسول الله. As-salah, my brothers and sisters. As-salah wa dhikru al-maut. Akthiru min dhikri hadhi min lazhat. Remember often the destroyer of passions, said he to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember more often death, my dear brothers and sisters. It will give you more life. Mutu qabla an tamutu. As he said, for those who understand this language, for yes, we evolve and we change and we mature. His level was for the muqarrabun, for the salihun, for the seekers of the gate of love of Allah and His Rasul. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you die. Die away from the nafs, from the appetites of the nafs, from the hawa of the nafs. The last words of the sweetest of all human beings were these words, As-salah, As-salah, As-salah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. وسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. ادعوا لإخوانكم. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your brothers and sisters in this encounter and in all the world for their hearts to be forever connected to Allah through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.